Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, this is Carol's Corner, MMA podcast. Today we're on with special guests on our Snow Day special, Danny Powerson. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, brother. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Hopefully you're staying safe and dry out of snow. But over here on Long Island, we're getting tons of rain. There's not much snow anymore. I don't know. How is it up by you?
It's kind of the same thing, too.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to hop right back into it. Tell us a little bit about where you're at right now. I know you talked about you had an injury after your last fight. Tell us about your status right now.
Right now, I'm in the process of letting my ankle heal. You know, I'm just now getting back into training little by little. So I'm looking to have like a full recovery within 2 months' time, hopefully, so I can start getting back into competing again.
Yeah, now, do you have a card that you're looking to get back onto as the next fight card that you plan to fight on?
I'm not sure as of yet.
And I understand that your gym, you're at Striking 101, correct?
Yeah, still there. Yes, sir.
I understand that you guys actually brought in new jiu-jitsu and grappling coaches. I want to tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we have a new jiu-jitsu coach. He trains out of he comes from one of the Marcelo Garcia's students. So he's also a black belt. What an amazing coach!
Excellent. And so right now you're working, you're training, you're kind of rehabbing your ankle.
Yeah.
How do you balance, and what's been like, I guess, really not being able to compete or trying to stay in the gym full-time because of your ankle injury? What's it been like?
Oh, since I'm not competing, how's it been rehabbing my ankle?
No,
I didn't hear what you said. Can you repeat the question again?
Oh, I was just asking how you've been able to balance our work and I guess really not being able to get in the gym and kind of, cause I know a lot of, like, I guess you could say gym rats are upset. Like they get upset when they can't get inside the gym all the time. And I'm sure your ankle is kind of keeping you out of it a little bit. Tell us a little bit about that.
My ankle situation. Yeah. It's been keeping me out of gym for like now almost going on 4 months now. And it's frustrating. I really want to get back into competing, but also my health comes first, and you don't want the same incident happening again. So I'm just going to let the ankle heal fully, and then whenever I'm ready to compete, just get back in the game.
Excellent, excellent, Powerson. Now, when you get back into the cage, do you have an idea of where you want to fight at? Because you're a guy who's fought at heavyweight and light heavyweight. Is there something you want to go towards? Because I mentioned in an article or two, and I've actually dropped your name to a couple matchmakers, and I think a good matchup for you would be Brett Sanchez.
Yeah, I'll probably say that. Say that again?
Any thoughts on with weight class? And he's a heavyweight. So what weight class you want to go? Light heavyweight, heavyweight, and or possibly opponent that you would like to fight?
I'm not sure which weight I want to compete at, but right now I'm just like focused on getting my ankle healed and see where my weight is at after the healing process is done.
Okay. And I understand that your teammate, Anastasia Bruce, she was offered a fight against Jennifer Dugwin, who just fell to Destiny Cunez. And I understand they didn't take the fight. Do you know why they didn't end up taking that fight?
I'm not sure. I wouldn't have an answer for that.
Okay. And then I know you also wanted to talk about New York MMA. What do you got in your mind about New York MMA?
Right now, I'm very happy. Like, at least we're getting more, like, pro fights in the city. Like, we had, like, UFC 205 in Madison Square Garden. We just had UFC 208, right? At the Barclays Center.
Yep. And then World Series of Fighting.
Huh?
UFC 208 was at Barclays, and then World Series of Fighting was also at, which I know you attended, which was on New Year's Eve in Madison Square Garden, too, the theater.
World Series.
Yep. Tell us about that fight. I know you went to it. What were your thoughts on it?
Oh, World Series of Fighting, wow. Like, to watch, like, live pro fight in New York City, I was like, this is amazing. And the fight, those are some good fighters in World Series of Fighting. The one that I like the most, he's, like, literally the baddest dude in World Series. At that time when he was competing for them. Also,
that was an excellent fight. I agree. I believe what's called Miami Main News, right? Eric Colwell, he got you the ticket. I had an extra one, and so overall, like, knowing that these fights came to New York and all, mm-hmm. where do you see New York MMA heading? What direction do you see it going?
I see New York MMA headed in a great direction. In a great direction.
Okay. I guess you want to elaborate kind of your thoughts on maybe where the next event could possibly be or where you would like to see an event take place?
I like the event. The events take place. We have some at the Garden. We have some at the Barclays Center. I think they're having a UFC 210 in Buffalo in April.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, they're having that. And also, I just like to see more pro fights all over New York State.
Professional ones. Like, not just UFC or World Series of Fighting, but other promotions, like LFC or LFA or promotions
exactly.
Like King of the Cage.
Yes.
Okay. I know as a Long Island guy, I'd like to see UFC come out to Nassau Coliseum. I think that would be pretty cool. I know it would be packed,
yes.
For sure. Great venue, easy to get to for everyone on Long Island. I think that would be an awesome pit stop for the UFC, definitely. And there's plenty of UFC Long Island fighters, so, and New York City guys. That would definitely be a nice hot spot for people to go and check out a good fight.
I agree.
Now, since you're not lined up to fight, are you planning to attend any fights? We got Triton Fights taking place on the 28th, Triton Fights 2, and then they have an excellent card coming out. And then New York Fight Exchange, you got a pretty good card coming out as well. And they're on the 28th as well in April. Any thoughts, local fights you plan on headed to just to watch?
Definitely, I'm going to attend fights where my teammates are fighting at to show support. Also, I'm planning on attending a lot of Triton fights and just go to watch fights and just have a good time. Just support New York MMA in general.
When you go to watch like these local fights with your to watch your teammates and stuff, what do you watch for specifically in the sense of, when you're sitting there, are you just taking in the ambiance of, like, everything surrounding you? Are you watching the fights and learning from the fighters that are in the cage? What is it that you watch specifically when you go to these fights?
Like, when I go to the fights, you know, like, also I was going in the mindset, like, okay, I'm a spectator watching the fight, but also I'm a fighter. I also go there to learn. So now I'm just going there to watch the fight. I also go there to learn, to also add things to my repertoire, to also to build myself to be a better fighter.
Excellent. Definitely. Now, do you watch a lot of, like, UFC fights and a lot of film of other fighters, like, I guess, in your weight class? that's UFC heavyweights. Is there anyone specific that you kind of role model yourself after?
Actually, the weight classes I focus watching more is more from like the middleweight, light heavyweight, and heavyweight. But I'll pick one for each weight class. From the middleweight, I like to watch Chris Weidman because he has just like smooth wrestling, has good takedowns and good striking. And of course, at 205, I'll say this. And also at 185, I like Oluwale. I like his striking as well. His striking is phenomenal. One of his fights he had against Daniel Seferian, the way he hit that beautiful head kick was just, it was sweet, very sweet.
I'm looking forward to seeing him fighting at UFC London. I believe that takes place on the 18th of March, which is this weekend coming up. I was part of the crew that interviewed him on the East Coast MMA show. We got a photo with him at the Triton fights, which was pretty cool. It'd be nice to see a fellow New Yorker get a big win over in London.
Yes. Yes.
Excellent. And I know you have social media. How can people and fans follow you on social media if they want to reach out or follow your career?
For my fans and anybody who's interested in following my career, you can follow me at Facebook, Twitter, and SON.
Excellent. So those of you who are interested in following Powerson, make sure you get on there and follow him. Exciting amateur fighter, heavyweight, light heavyweight, fought at both weight classes. Your last fight was an exciting one. You had a big knockdown on your opponent, and then he kind of rose back a little, kind of maybe caught you, and then you persevered and snagged a nice win after a three-round decision. Tell us a little bit more about that fight. What was the biggest thing you learned persevering through that?
Yeah, that fight, I'll say, like, actually, I'll go back to, like, last time we spoke. Like, my fight was originally supposed to be at light heavyweight. But I guess with certain situations that took place, they asked me, do I want to fight at heavyweight? So I was like, okay, sure, not a problem. So literally when we got in the cage, started the fight, when I hit him with that knockdown, I thought he was out. But somehow, he kind of just, like, recovered. And then, you know, like, he survived the whole three rounds, but I dominated each round and came out with the win.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah, it was a great win. I know I have the video for anyone who wants to check it out. Go to my YouTube channel, which is Jiblitz77. That's JIBLITZ77. And you'll find the video on there, the knockout and the whole fight itself. So check it out. You'll find it on there. This show is sponsored by MyMMANews.com, your number one source for MMA news. So make sure you guys check them out. Follow them on social media, at MyMMANews. Go there, check it out. I also do a show on Cage Den MMA every Sunday through Sports on the Go 1. So check that out as well at 1 p.m. Check it out. We're going to have another special guest this Sunday. So check it out. Domi Powerson, thank you for coming on the show today. Pleasure as always.
You.
Enjoy your snow day and have a good one, my man.
You too. I want to give a few shout outs.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, first of all, I want to thank God at least for giving me the opportunity to be the mixed martial artist to show my talent to everybody. Also, I want to thank my parents, my siblings, KB, Striking 101, Sensei John. My teammates, and shout the best of luck to my teammates who are competing this month and beyond. And also just shout out to my hometown of Staten Island. Thank you, everybody, for your support. I truly appreciate it.
Awesome. Hey, it's been a pleasure as always, my man. Have a good one, and enjoy the snow day.
You too.
Have a good one. Thanks, Domi.
All right. No problem. Anytime.